Daniel Noboa, center-right leader wins re-election in Ecuador, date modified 2025-04-14T03-30-07.667Z, description: The sitting president's challenger in the closely fought race, Luisa Gonzalez, has claimed fraud without producing evidence. Ecuador's president Daniel Noboa wins re-election, 6 days ago, save, Ione Wells South America correspondent, save, watch, Daniel Noboa declares re-election historic while opponent calls for a recount. Sitting center-right president Daniel Noboa has won the runoff round of Ecuador's presidential election, meaning he will now serve a full 4-year term. Noboa, who described his victory as historic, has only been in power since November 2023 after winning a snap election. He has defined his presidency, so far, through a tough military crackdown on violent criminal gangs in the country, which has become the most violent in the region. His left-wing challenger, Luisa Gonzalez, said she did not accept the result and claimed fraud, without providing evidence, Reuters. Luisa Gonzalez addressed supporters in Quito on election night. According to figures from Ecuador's National Electoral Council, this is a decisive win for Noboa, with about 56% of the vote, after polls before the election suggested it was neck and neck. A victory of more than 10 points and over 1 million votes, leaving no doubt as to who the winner is, he said after the result was announced. This has been achieved through the perseverance, the struggle, and the hard work of every member of this team, he added. Noboa's win means he has a mandate to continue his self-described war on criminal drug gangs, which has included militarizing Ecuador's streets and prisons, and constructing new maximum security prisons. He recently told the BBC he wanted foreign armies from places such as the US and Europe to join his fight against gangs in the country. He is hoping to change the constitution to allow foreign military bases in the country again, which were banned under the presidency of Rafael Correa, the mentor of Gonzalez. Ecuador chooses president against backdrop of gang violence, 5 jailed for Ecuador presidential candidate's murder. Homicides have fallen slightly during Noboa's tenure, but violence remains very high. This January, more than 780 people were murdered in the country, making it one of Ecuador's bloodiest months on record. Polls before the election suggested that security was the top concern for voters. Noboa's challenge now is to prove to the country that his plan is working if he wants to avoid unrest and discontent. This means there will be pressure on him to show that violent crime is going down, as well as unemployment. Noboa's ratings fell last year, in particular after widespread drought caused extreme power cuts across the country. He has proposed investing more money in renewable energy to diversify the country's energy supply, the majority of which currently comes from hydropower. He has also signaled a desire to boost relations with the US and President Donald Trump. In February, he announced 27% tariffs on Mexican imports and also repealed his presidential decree that had granted amnesty to undocumented Venezuelan migrants in the country. His campaign was notable for its focus on young people. He is 37, with a strong emphasis on job creation and slick social media videos. He also pledged to invest in infrastructure in the country and tackle corruption. After her defeat, Gonzalez accused the electoral authorities of trampling on democracy, and demanded a recount. She would need to provide evidence of her claims for this to happen, Reuters. Noboa supporters celebrated in Quito. This will leave Ecuador deeply polarized, which will prove another challenge for Noboa if he wants to avoid unrest and division. Many Gonzalez supporters are nostalgic for what they perceive as a better time under Correa's presidency, 2007-17, when oil revenues boosted the economy and poverty was reduced. He is a deeply divisive figure, though. His critics in the country decry his rule as authoritarian, and he has since been convicted of corruption and lives in exile. Gonzalez's association with him remains controversial, Ecuador.